previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa's consumer inflation has taken another welcome dip, 4.4% year-on-year in August, down from 4.6% the previous month. That takes it below the Reserve Bank's target of 4.5% for the first time in 3 years. Food prices edged higher to 4.1%, but transport, housing and utility rates all fell. It's a critically important number because Reserve Bank Governor Lesetse Ganyaho has made it clear that interest rates won't come down until inflation is anchored firmly at or beneath that 4.5% mark. The Monetary Policy Committee concludes its two-day meeting this afternoon, and it is now almost a racing certainty that we are going to get a rate cut of 25 basis points, or 0.25%. The market certainly expects that, and we're seeing the rand holding up well ahead of the announcement. Currency trading this morning at 17.53 to the dollar, 19.48 to the euro, 23.14 to sterling. The dollar itself unchanged at 1.11 to the euro, and that follows the decision by the US Fed to go for a full 50 basis point interest rate cut last evening. US Fed Chair Jay Powell looking to preserve the current strength of the US economy in the face of mounting risks to the labor market. On the markets, the JSE was down 0.4% last evening. That's the all-share index. The top 40, much the same. London's FTSE down 0.7%. They're still waiting for the latest interest rate decision from the Bank of England over there. While in New York, the Dow, the S&P 500, the Nasdaq, all down between 0.25% and 0.33%. Tokyo this morning up 2.5%. Hong Kong up 1.1%. Sydney up 0.4%. Gold this morning at 2,564. Platinum 976. Bitcoin just over 62,100. Brent crude oil $73.50 a barrel. In other business news this morning, Deputy Finance Minister and Chair of the Public Investment Corporation, David Masondo, has shot down talk of prescribed assets. Quoted by Business Day, Masondo says foreign investor confidence in the efficiency of South Africa's capital markets would be undermined, further reducing the savings pool. Prescribed assets are when pension funds are forced to buy into government schemes against their will, and there has long been talk in ANC circles of reintroducing them. However, Masondo says overall capital market operations, effectiveness and efficiency would decline were that to happen, with share prices falling, the yield curve distorting, and transaction costs of all debt increasing. Masondo notes that prescribed assets disincentivize SOEs, municipalities and the like to manage themselves efficiently because the managers know they're going to get the funds anyway.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.